Passion. Beloved one, I come to join with you in joy, always in joy, because I come from the mind of God. I abide within the mind of God, a place of joy, the state of beingness which you share with me and have shared with me from before time began. I desire to speak with you now about passion. You have heard one speak of the passion of Christ, of my passion, and often this refers to a passion upon the cross and my suffering. This is not my message. This was not my truth upon the cross. I did not suffer. I knew that death and laying down of the body is but one passage in eternity. My passion is not the passion of suffering. My passion is not the passion of death. My passion is the passion of life and for life. Passion, my friend, get some passion in your life. Be aware of the joy and beauty in your life and nurture the passion for living. Become alive with passion. Get into your life and love it, because you know what happens then? When you are truly one with the spirit of life, you are consciously aware of the unlimited love which you are. And you cannot wait to share your exuberance, your joy, with someone, whoever comes into your life at that moment. Before you lay your head upon the pillow tonight and go to sleep, pick up the telephone and call someone. Someone you may have had in mind, someone who has been coming to mind lately. Call them and share with them your joy. Share with them, I've been thinking of you, and I just got this nudge to call you and share with you my appreciation. Share with them your appreciation of their friendship, their individuality, their unique expression of life. Share with them the beauty of this day, of the miracle of life expressing as the lilies of the field, the song of the first bird of the morning, the unconditional love in the eyes of the beloved pet or the small child. Your joy fills your cup and runneth over. Long enough has mankind, womankind, focused on what is seemingly wrong or lacking in their life. Now is the time to shift that focus. Those of you who have desired healing, know that in your passion is your healing. As you become truly alive and love your life, the small things of healing which need to be balanced in your body will be balanced. The body is an extension of your mind and of your thoughts. If your mind is at peace and in joy, the body will function perfectly. Live your passion and your healing will be true. Become alive with passion. Become alive with the joy of the Father. Become enthusiastic. Allow some theos or God to be felt in your life. Be in theos. You are not limited. You are not held down by the personality, by the schedules which you feel you must keep, or by the shoulds of society. You are unlimited. You have experienced the resurrection. You are already the risen Christ. Know this. Express this. Be this.